Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
The Cult of AI. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Lakeside School is a small, incredibly selective 5th grade through 12th grade institution in Seattle. It's the kind of place where kids graduate and go on to Ivy League schools, and their classmates are offspring of rich tech moguls like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. Christian and homeschooled until the 6th grade, in 2015, Milo Youngblut was one of these students, intelligent and interested in the world. They enrolled at Lakeside and immediately fit in, joining choir, coding club, and the Quiz Bowl team. By 9th grade, Youngblut came out as non-binary, announcing a new name drawn from their favorite book, The Phantom Tollbooth. Unbeknownst to Milo Youngblut at the time, two grades above them was Maximilian Snyder, an intense, highly intelligent yet antisocial student nicknamed the Suitcase Kid for his pointed strides around campus, dragging a large roller suitcase behind him. None of Lakeside's privileged classmates would have guessed that only 5 years later, Snyder and Youngblut would be engaged. But more than that, they'd be murderers on opposite sides of the country, doing the bidding of a militant, AI-obsessed cult called the Zizians, with a deranged and dystopic vision of humanity's future. Today on Ghost Town, the history of the Zizian cult. But for now, back to a younger Youngblut and Snyder. Snyder graduated without ever really interacting with Youngblut, but towards the end of Youngblut's senior year, they received a random Instagram message from Snyder, who was at that point studying philosophy and computer science at Oxford. He told them that years before, he had overheard Youngblut talking with a friend about a sprawling fan fiction epic called Harry Potter and the Methods of Rationality, a book that had a lot of meaning for him, in that it led him into the rationalist community, a blog-inspired philosophical group that claimed to use rationality to avoid cognitive biases. After this initial interaction online, Snyder and Youngblut started to talk regularly about their personal philosophies, about technology, their meals, homework, and even their sexual fantasies, which included playing with power dynamics like BDSM. Youngblut thought Snyder was fascinating, brilliant, and fucked up, but introspective. Youngblut felt so manipulated, under Snyder's control, but it didn't stop them from getting closer to him. Youngblut would write to their friend Ash, quote, "I was half seriously considering writing an anti-brainwashing thing for myself, LMAO, just a Google Doc with my values and important things to me and stuff." At this point, Snyder had spent years filling his brain with Discord posts by a man named Eliezer Yudkowsky, a science fiction-loving, research-obsessed, perpetually online figurehead. Yudkowsky founded the Machine Intelligence Research Institute in 2000, a nonprofit that was meant to solve the, quote, alignment problem. This was, more specifically, how can we align the interests of a future artificial superintelligence with those of humanity so it wouldn't decide to just go and, I don't know, kill us all? No pressure, right? In 2009, Yudkowsky launched the foundational rationalist blog Less Wrong, a blog, quote, devoted to refining the art of human rationality and creating rationalist communities. Less Wrong's followers were intelligent tech people, Stanford grads, science fiction geeks, IT experts, people interested in technology as a whole and how computers and humans might be aligned, if not alike. Snyder considered Yudkowsky as his own kind of unconventional mentor, adopting his ideas around AI, intelligence, and even BDSM. In 2010, Yudkowsky began publishing chapters of Harry Potter and the Methods of Rationality, the book that, of course, young Blut was reading at Lakeside. In a nutshell, the book spans 1 year at Hogwarts, with Harry reimagined, surprise, surprise, as a rationalist who grapples with his own philosophies and cognitive abilities, eventually joining Ravenclaw instead of Gryffindor. Many were touched by Yudkowsky's ideas, heading to his home base in the Bay Area to join the rationalist scene. In hindsight, Anna Solomon, the founder of Center for Applied Rationality, a kind of ideological sister organization to Yudkowsky's Machine Intelligence Research Institute, would tell NBC, quote, "It did not cross my mind that there could be offshoots that were death cults." In 2023, Snyder took a leave of absence from Oxford and moved back to Seattle. Conveniently, Youngblood was also still in Seattle, but had at that point graduated high school, studying computer science at the University of Washington. The two were finally able to be together in person, mostly spending their time watching anime and eating vegan food, and being in a kind of close-knit throuple, for lack of a better word, with another high school friend of Youngblood's, Ash, the one she initially confided in about her communication with Snyder, both of whom Snyder pressured to become vegan, read what he was reading, and do what he was doing. Back when Youngblood was reading Harry Potter fan fiction at Lakeside, another figure was gaining ground in the rationalist scene. An Alaska native and trans woman, 25-year-old Ziz Lasota, came to the Bay Area in 2016. She quickly became a curiosity in rationalist circles, wearing black robes and publishing long diatribes about the two hemispheres of the brain, which she believed had the distinct capacities for good or evil. Double goods had, quote, two good brain hemispheres. Single goods had one. And then there were no goods, where both brain hemispheres had gone to the dark side. Lasota stressed no good brains should not be used in the creation of technology. It would be too dangerous to humankind. Other things that Lasota felt passionately about was that people were inherently good or evil, of course, no surprise there, but also veganism, believing that those who ate meat were, quote, carnists or flesh-eating monsters. She believed that vegans should single-handedly be put in charge of all AI development, as they were more evolved than non-vegans, and that those who did eat meat, that's humans and animals, would be punished for their actions. Eventually, she asked Anna Solomon, you remember her from saying Yudkowsky's Machine Intelligence Research Institute, or MIRI, was a cult, to help her get a job with him, where she hoped she could assess the, quote, quote, the hemispherical goodness of those involved in the organization. Quote, I did not think that was a thing I wanted to assist with. She felt, quote, scared, she said. Quote, I can't recall having a feeling like that at other points in my life ever. Solomon's unwillingness to help Lasota get in with Yudkowsky led to violent outbursts by Lasota on her blog, graphic descriptions of how she would kill Solomon. Quote, I would try to crush or tear their windpipe if it didn't jeopardize my grip, she wrote. I didn't know how much access there was to the brain through the eye sockets, but try to destroy their prefrontal lobes as fast as possible. Understandably, many people were disturbed by Lasota's posts, but a small cross-section were seduced by them. In 2019, Lasota and three friends took their hatred against Solomon to the streets, donning black robes and Guy Fawkes masks, staging a protest at a rationalist event held at a local campground. They weren't there for long before all four were arrested. After, the group became known as the Zizians, withdrawing, or in some cases were banned, from all area rationalist events. A couple disciples followed the four, and with nearly 10 in the Zizian clique, they committed to infiltrate and wreak havoc on the rationalist community. According to The Cut, quote, the Zizians had a very specific vision for their future. They were convinced that someday soon, AI would surpass human intelligence and take over the world. And they believed that if those who worked on AI were meat eaters, that super intelligent AI would use the meat industry as a blueprint for how society worked, enslaving and torturing humanity for all eternity in factory farms spread across the galaxy. To prevent this dystopian version of the future, the Zizians worked hard to turn everybody vegan, especially those who worked in tech and with artificial intelligence. They isolated followers from friends and family to have them commit to their mission, arguing about AI and veganism in Discord groups and in the comments section of blog posts. Physically, they lived in box trucks together on a piece of land in Vallejo in Solano County, California. In November 2022, their landlord, a gentle 80-year-old named Curtis Lind, tried to evict them from their plot of land as the group hadn't paid rent in over 2 years. He carried a gun as he was wary of his strange group of tenants who threatened him and threw rocks at him when he did attempt to ask for the rent. Days later, one Zizian lured Lind over to a box truck, where the group, including Maximilian Snyder, attacked him, shattering his skull and stabbing him through the upper torso with a samurai sword. Lind grabbed his gun and opened fire, killing one of the Zizians and injuring another. Later, Lind's distraught friends found bottles of lye on the perimeter of the campground, suspecting the group had planned to chop up and dissolve their landlord's body. Two were arrested at the scene and later charged with murder, but Lasota, their leader, did not face any consequences at all. On January 2, 2023, the parents of Jamie Zajko, one of the Zizian followers, were found shot to death in their Pennsylvania home. 2 weeks later, Lasota and two others were arrested in a Pennsylvania hotel in connection with the killings. The group retreated even more at that point and split into two camps, the Zizians in Vermont and the Zizians in North Carolina. Even then, the Zizians kept amassing members, including Ophelia Bockholt, a 26-year-old German stock trader. The rationalist community at the time saw the connection between the Lind killing and the Zajko murders clear as day, warning others in the community and out to stay away. But Maximilian Snyder was not deterred. In fact, he was drawn in even more to this lifestyle. In late June 2023, Snyder himself began recruiting online acquaintances to help the Zizians, and a handful wanted to hear him out. Youngblood followed Snyder's lead, though Ash, their friend and former lover, distanced herself sexually, physically, and emotionally from the increasingly dangerous couple. Youngblood was mostly living with Snyder at his condo at the time, barely going to class and falling deep under his spell. That spring, Youngblood vanished from their friends and family without a trace. Worried about them, Youngblood's community filed a missing persons report. When Youngblood themselves caught wind of their parents' panic, they mocked their worry, admitting to Ash that they had secretly moved in with Snyder permanently and that the two would try to buy a box truck and drive across the country. Though Youngblood asked Ash repeatedly to hang out, the old friend was scared of who Youngblood was, their ideology around good and evil, and most importantly, what they might be capable of. On that note, let's take a break.
Hi, hello, how are you? How are you doing?
Hello, hello out there.
We're checking in.
This is the check-in.
This is it. Lay it all on the line
for us. It's always it. You know, this is always just it.
It's always it. Give us what you got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give us what you don't got.
Yeah. Or somewhere in between. We don't care. You know, we're here for you.
Or we'll give you what we got, which is never much, is it?
No, it's not. It's really not, unfortunately.
Turns out, not much. I talked about the Hollywood demons, dark side of Power Rangers. I mentioned that I show up on it. So I've gotten actually a fair amount of messages from it, but all the people that messaged me asked me if I was a Power Ranger.
No.
And
no.
I say, yeah, I say, if I was a Power Ranger for one episode, for one scene, for 1 second, it would be my whole personality. I mean, I'll take absolutely nothing. If I found a dollar on the ground, you'd hear about it. So if I was a Power Ranger, you'd already know it.
Also, but, like, what ranger? I mean, they're already pretty spoken for. Or like,
I think, you know, because there's so many seasons, you know, we talked, there's so many seasons and they've gone through And they changed the cast. If you watched the documentary, Rebecca, if you did your homework like I did, not because I was just looking for myself.
We basically wrote the documentary.
I know. But there's actually a lot that we didn't. I mean, you know, obviously there's just a lot. And then a lot since we did that episode, a lot of things unfolded since then. That's how, I guess, yeah, that's how prolific, I guess, this story is. But there's probably hundreds of members of the cast. So I think somebody thought, like, could this guy have been a, I mean, he's had a weird life pre-stand-up comedy or you know, this. Maybe he was. And I was like, no, you would know it. No. So for you're out there, I was not a Power Ranger, never was a Power Ranger. Never
might
had,
be? Who knows, I mean, what the
listen,
future holds?
Who knows?
Who
you
knows?
Know, it's like they might need that Gen X Power Ranger thing coming. I'm down. I'm available. Surprise, surprise. But Che, it's a pretty interesting episode. The Hollywood Demon series are pretty pretty interesting. There's a Housewives one.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over Netflix for me. It's good. It's good. It's good to have these things out there and have, you know, us involved. Not so much me, but Jason, and because it feels like, you know, it's all what we're doing here and what they do on TV, merging all in the zeitgeist, a family, one might say.
Yeah. Speaking of our zeitgeist family, well, first, we got to thank anyone and everyone who's supporting us, spreading the good word of Ghost Town. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
But our zeitgeist family, our government. Just zeitgeisted it up.
Yep.
The mayors.
Hello, all.
There was a little confusion with the mayors once upon a time. They thought they were part of something that turns out they were not part of.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Remember the Bratz? B-R-A-T-Z?
I do remember the Bratz. Bratz dolls. Bratz movie. Bratz dolls. Yeah, I know.
Well, one of our mayors was confused being part of the Bratz family.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Cat Joselle.
Hello.
This mayor was thought to be part of a very, very popular franchise. Turns out not so much.
Hmm.
They thought they were Pokemon.
I mean, they could be, for all I know.
As of right now, they're not, but they could be.
They could be. Allegedly not, but allegedly so.
That's Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
This mayor was a Harry Potter.
Hmm.
Like in the Harry Potter world, which I've never seen, but they thought they were one of the Harry Potters. That's how they're described, right?
One of the Harry Potters.
Yeah.
Also interesting tie-in to this episode.
Well, this mayor was not a Harry Potter. And you know what? Their loss. Their loss. That's Kelly Meehan.
Hello.
This next mayor was confused to be part of the And Just Like That universe.
Which is vast.
Cinematic universe.
But they were happy not be.
Yeah, they were fine not to be. Also, it would be a get for them.
I mean, good money, but...
Yeah. Rough.
Rough, for sure. Well,
that would be our mayor, Chris Hernandez.
Hello.
This is a weird one, but this mayor was confused about being part of the Big Brother UK universe.
Celebrity or reg?
I think it was just reg.
Oh, okay.
So that's what it was, just reg, but a celebrity to us.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Marissa Rothermill.
Hello.
This mayor was thought to be part of the Powerpuff Girl cinematic universe.
Mm.
Could still be, I believe. Sorry, I believe I'm a believer. Sorry.
You're a believer.
That's Casey Weber.
Hello.
And our governor is thought to be part of a little thing called the universe. And what part of it? The whole part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The universe. Universe. When the universe has a cinematic universe, our governor is at the center. Take the universe, right?
Mm-hmm,
take
mm-hmm. it. Just I'm with you.
If you can, if you will, then take the universe of the universe. Okay, we've pulled all the way out. Now we're in the universe's universe, and then go directly to the center of that. If you will, if you can,
if you can
expand your
fathom,
mind.
Yeah.
If you can
get there,
fathom
it will benefit you greatly.
Just thinking about the universe and then the universe's universe and then going directly to the center of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What a trip! Am I right?
It's very exciting. It's exciting for everybody.
Right at the center is our governor, known only as
Avian Noble.
If you want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episodes, 7 days free, just the good stuff, head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Want to get back into it?
Let's do it.
In November, Youngblood applied for a marriage license with Snyder, then left Washington with the box truck they'd bought and fixed up, bound for the Zizian camp in Chapel Hill. According to Candace Welch, a neighbor of the camp, she remembers seeing, quote, very weird-looking people wearing black all the time, walking out of the woods together at strange hours. On weekends, you would always hear shooting, like somebody was using something as a range. What they were doing specifically was anyone's guess, but a good guess is that it was violent and potentially very destructive. According to The Cut, quote, photos of the camp showed empty boxes of ammunition and containers of Soylent and supplements, a book about the Scandinavian resistance movements during World War II, with detailed descriptions of how they poisoned their occupiers' water supply, large tanks of argon gas, and a cutting device. There were boxes of surgical masks, a black metal face mask, receipts from chemical supply companies, and a respirator, along with an order slip for a surgical device called a Ronger, used for cutting small bits of bone. In January, the group left North Carolina for Vermont, looking for a rural property and staying in hotels heavily armed and likely extremely paranoid. Back in Vallejo, Snyder's behavior was also concerning. He'd perched on roadside billboards, wander around, and worry about the technology around him. Soon, an acquaintance from Discord DM'd Snyder to ask if he had ever heard of the Zizians. What about him? Snyder responded. Snyder was then promptly arrested on the suspicion of killing Lind. 3 days later, Ophelia Bockholt and Youngblood got into their car and set off southbound on the I-91 near Coventry, Vermont, only 20 miles from Canada. According to The Cut, both of their cell phones were wrapped in tinfoil. They wore guns on their hips. On the border of the U.S. and Canada, Border Patrol agents pulled them over, and Youngblood, calm and wordless, slipped out of the driver's seat, raised their gun, and started firing. When Bockholt tried to draw her weapon too, agents fired back. One of the agents, David Milland, died on the side of the road. So did Bockholt. Youngblood was taken to a hospital nearby and then arrested. In the aftermath of the horrific border killings, agents canvassed the country for the rest of the Zizians. Lasota had broken off from the group and was keeping busy herself, faking her own death in August 2022 and reappearing in January 2023 in a Philadelphia hotel room with a weapon suspected to have been used in the murder of the Zajko's parents. And then Lasota was gone yet again. On February 16, 2023, they found Lasota and her followers in Frostburg, Maryland. They had parked two trucks on a piece of land, asking the owner if they could stay for a month. Immediately suspicious, the landowner called the police. All were arrested and charged with trespassing, obstructing law enforcement, and illegal gun possession. After their arrest, Michelle Zajko, still under the suspicion for the murder of her parents, made a public statement. Quote, my friends and I are being described as like Satan's lapdogs, the devil and the Manson family all rolled into one. These papers are flagrantly lying. For instance, there were no truckfuls of guns, no machine gun, and I didn't murder my parents. As of April 2025, Ziz Lasota, Snyder, Youngblood, Zajko, and again, I'm so sorry if I'm mispronouncing these names. I've been deep into research and reading them a lot. Hopefully that's not too distracting. Anyway, and the others of the Zizian cult are still being held on charges including trespassing, obstruction, and numerous weapons violations. Authorities say they are investigating at least 6 killings across the U.S. allegedly connected to members of this bizarre group, a contemporary cult heavily embroiled in their own dystopic nightmare.